She developed an early empathy for the slaves in her home and elsewhere. Their back-breaking work and the beatings she witnessed on city streets horrified her. On family vacations at Western Virginia's Hot Springs, a resort to escape the summer heat, she became friends with a slave trader's daughter and was repelled by what she learned of the dreadful business. John Van Loo believed Richmond schools were inadequate, so he sent Elizabeth to Philadelphia and Eliza's family to be taught at one of the academies in the city's fashionable district. A governess in the home lectured her on the abolition of slavery, and Van Loo's daughter returned to Richmond with an even fiercer hatred of human bondage. "Slave power," she said, "is arrogant, is jealous and intrusive, is cruel, is despotic, not only over the slave, but over the community, the state." Elizabeth returned to the South a beautiful, educated, and vivacious teenager from a wealthy family, an ideal match for many suitors who began to show up at the mansion. But they all discovered that her intellect and wit had an edge to it that was dangerous to trifle with. Elizabeth considered boys trespassers as much as love interests. She never married, and many reasons were offered. Perhaps a failed romance broke her heart, or that, like her mother, Elizabeth's serious side turned off boys, or she preferred the homage of hundreds rather than the yoke of one husband, as a Richmond newspaper later speculated. Family lore passed down over generations held that she had been engaged to the only man she loved, but he died of yellow fever when she was 23. Van Loo never confided with relatives or friends on the reason. John Van Loo became seriously ill in 1838. What ailed him was never clear. His years soon were passed in suffering and pain from a disease which baffled medical skill, a newspaper reported. The only treatment doctors could think of were the curative waters at Western Virginia's White Sulphur Springs. John died on September 13, 1843. Hundreds of friends from Richmond, Philadelphia, and New York attended his funeral at the mansion to pay tribute to a man remembered alike for his useful and well-directed energies as a citizen, and for the goodness and charities of his heart, the Richmond compiler eulogized. But the legacy of her father that vexed Elizabeth was slavery. John owned 15 slaves by 1840. An old-line Whig, he recognized the institution's evils and strived to treat his slaves well. But he understood that their forced labor was his ticket to Richmond's upper crust. Elizabeth had heated arguments with her father about slavery, begging him to free the blacks he had. John refused. It was likely the reason his will barred his wife from releasing the slaves after he died.